We turn to the roads and a look at how we're acting on them. We have Jim Ryan joining us live now. Jim, temperatures are rising over the last week, just about everywhere. So is road rage, is that right?
Yes, I think it's been kind of anecdotal for a long time. Way back into the 1970s, people were talking about the increased heat and the bad behavior that comes from it. Well, yes, a 2015 analysis of 118,000 car crashes, this was happening in Spain, found that the risk of crashes was nearly 8% higher during heat waves than on days that weren't so hot. And so, yes, that's kind of proof, scientific proof, that was just anecdotal before. That is that higher temperatures lead to hotter temperatures. That can lead to road rage incidents. And we saw that in this study. So advice from AAA now is to stay out of those situations. Stay cool, you know, knowing that the hot weather is coming and knowing that your fellow motorists may not be in the best mood because of it. You got to avoid those situations that can lead to violence.
Wow. So chill out. I mean, really.
I like that. I'm going to use that today. Thank you.
But I mean, so in winter months, there's far less road rage than probably summer months.
I think that's the thinking here. That's the logical conclusion. I'm not sure that that has been studied, but I'm sure there are road rage incidents that happen every day of the year. But at least according to this study, they do tend to increase during the hotter months. So this hot weather, well, it's uncomfortable. It's hard on your car, first of all, but it's also hard on the person behind the wheel. So just watch out for those situations. Drive defensively. Keep your eyes forward. If somebody is honking, making gestures, just try to slow down. Don't engage that person. Keep your eyes forward and get out of the situation.
And turn the AC on. Maybe that'll help.
It'll help you. Let's hope the other person has it on, too.
Hope so. Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us live this morning.